The last time I had a day where I had to do nothing, I slept.
Oh, you mean like 2 days ago?
Hello and welcome to This War Life. My name is Rob Humphrey, joined as always by my co-host Ghost. Ghosty, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. I'm no longer sick, I think.
That's good. Me
either. Although now that I say that, I'm probably going to cough like 10 times during this. I probably should have grabbed some water before we started, but I rushed home from work and now I'm here recording.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I got some water. I got the Liquid Death. Boy, I love that.
Water?
Yeah, it's water. It's called Liquid Death. It's the best.
I thought that was like coffee or alcohol.
No, it's just water.
What the fuck? How expensive is it?
It's like $1.50 a can.
A can?
Uh-huh.
You're drinking canned water.
It comes in like tall boy cans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird though. A can of water.
It's a little strange, but it's good, and I think because it's in an aluminum can, like when you take it out of the refrigerator and you first crack it open, it's almost like crisper. You know, maybe that's all mental, but that's what I think.
I don't know what crisper is.
It just kind of, you know, like it's just that much colder.
Oh, okay, crisper. I thought you meant like it's like crisper, like a drink or something. I'm like, I've never heard of that. I get what you're saying. That's how I feel about like my Diet Cokes.
Yeah,
you know, I get them at McDonald's and stuff, they're good, don't get me wrong, but nothing beats cracking open a can of anything right out the fridge, ice cold.
Yeah, but it's just water. It's amazing. Their slogan is "Murder your thirst."
What if you had to compare it to any of the other like bottled water? What would it compare to?
I don't know. Like the only like bottled water I would buy before was Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of similar to that.
Okay. I don't know. I like Smart Water and
my kid likes that Smart Water. Yeah.
Ice Mountain was the shit.
Yeah.
Love that. But I just drink water from the Brita.
No, oh, yeah.
We have a Brita filter.
Yeah. It would save me money.
It sure would. Cause paying I'm sure a buck those 50 cans a can. Are, yeah.
No. But all right. So have you done anything since last we recorded?
I have been pretty busy working, and I've been doing a lot of my resin art. I'm gearing up to do a show in a couple weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah. So hopefully that goes well. Cool. But I did watch a couple of movies.
Okay.
Let's see. I have to pull up. I made a list for you.
Oh, good.
Yes. I watched, this isn't really horror, I guess maybe horror adjacent because it's kind of like a thriller. I watched Gone Girl.
Oh yeah.
Which I've seen before. But I was scrolling through TikTok while I was at work, and you know, sometimes they have those TikToks where they like explain these movie plots, and it was Gone Girl. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna watch that movie. So I watched it while I was at work.
Okay.
Still a good movie, still a total mind fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, goddamn, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's David Fincher, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So. Pretty sure it's a David Fincher movie.
And then I watched
Tyler Perry is great in Gone Girl, by the way.
He is. Dude, the acting in Gone Girl is just great. Whoever plays Margot, I don't know who that actress is, which totally sells like the sister that just, well, they're twins, I think, too, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I hardly touch on it, but like the way she just like fucking freaks out on him and then like calms down is such a sisterly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just spot on.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters and I haven't seen it since, but I did like it. Yeah, it's a David Fincher movie.
I think it was on HBO Max is where I watched it, I believe. But if you haven't watched it, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I might revisit really it. I haven't seen, like I said, I saw it in theaters, but I haven't seen it since.
It was a book first, which I never read, but I think it's by the same author that did Lovely Bones.
Okay.
She's done a few books that have been turned into movies, I believe. Gillian Flynn.
Yeah, okay.
That's who did it. I don't know if it's the same. I think it's the same author, but I'll look it up now because otherwise it's going to kill me. My sister is cooking something and there it goes. You hear it?
Is she backing up a forklift to get it? What is she? Is that your smoke detector?
Yes. So I have one in, we have one in the kitchen, one in the living room, which are about 15, 20 feet apart. She has one in her room and I have one in my room.
Uh-huh.
And it goes off no matter what. There could be no smoke anywhere. Uh-huh. And you could open the oven and I don't know if it's like the heat coming out of it or something. Sets it off. I tried to make a breakfast sandwich the other morning.
Yeah.
And every fucking time I did anything, they just went off and I would go around the counter and grab the little fucking hand towel that I was used in a wave above the thing. And by the time I got right underneath the smoke detector, it would stop beeping. And I about lost my shit. I was like, can we just take all of these down? Cause it's pissing me off.
Sounds to me like both you and your sister are awful cooks.
No,
I just picture like your thing. Apartment in flames.
No, that's the thing. Like I'm not like an exceptional cook, but like, I know what I'm doing when I'm cooking,
mm-hmm.
but like every single time I did anything, even I was cooking eggs. How the fuck do you set off the smoke detector cooking eggs?
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen? I don't understand. Yeah. Oh my God. It was so annoying. Oh, so I apologize. If that pierces anybody's ears, cause yeah. it surely pierced mine.
Cause you know, I'm not going to cut it out.
Yep, exactly. I forgot what I was looking at.
You
now.
Were talking about Gone Girl. Oh,
yeah, actually it was by a different author, so okay. I lied. But right. she's written a ton of books.
Yeah.
But good movie.
Yeah.
I also, thanks to TikTok, found a movie on Netflix called Level 16.
Never heard of it.
It was actually pretty good. It's more again thriller than straight horror. It's about these girls that are growing up in this facility or quote unquote school. And there's different levels that they're on. I think they go there at like as little girls, like 5, 6, 7 years old. And they're taught basically to be subservient girls. Like whatever anybody asks of you, you do. And basically they're told once you hit a certain age, once you get to level 16, you're going to go to your forever home. So you're going to get adopted. Obviously it turns out that no one's getting adopted at all, but it was a really interesting twist. Hmm. I did not expect what happened. I thought it was going to go a completely different route. But I was pleasantly surprised that it didn't. But it was a good movie. I highly recommend anybody that's just browsing through Netflix trying to find something they haven't already seen. Watch Level 16. It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of it.
Yeah. It wasn't anything that I was like, oh my God, I'm in love with this. It's so amazing. But it was really good. And the girls who were acting in it did a really good job too.
Sounds to me like it was your favorite movie ever.
Yep. How'd you know? And then the last movie I watched, I finally got around to watching Creep.
Oh, yeah. With Mark Duplass?
Yeah, that movie is so fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, I really like it. Funny enough, a podcast, another show I listened to, covered it this week. And boy, they hated it. And I didn't understand why. I think it's a really good movie.
I didn't think it was bad. As it's progressing and you're watching it, it's just a whole bunch of these really weird instances where mm-hmm. it makes you uncomfortable. And that's what the movie is supposed to do. It's supposed to portray this fucking creepy ass dude.
Yeah. Making someone
uncomfortable.
There's a lot of what the hell is going on here? What is
exactly? Yeah. There's a lot of that where it's just like, what the fuck? Like, why, what is going on? A lot of it. And it just, as it unravels, like more and more comes out and you're just like every single like 5 minutes, you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
But Good movie. Yeah. I enjoyed it. The ending fucked me right in the head. I was like, what the hell? Alrighty.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool movie.
Yeah.
The sequel's not as good.
Yeah, I didn't get around to watching it, but I don't know. Whoever plays the guy that's creepy, because I can't remember their names.
That's Mark Duplass.
Yeah. Phenomenal job.
Yeah,
he really did a good job of selling the fact that he's just batshit crazy.
Yeah, he's really good. He's him and his brother make a lot of movies. Jay, I think, is his brother's name. The Duplass brothers, they do a lot of stuff together.
Like, there's that whole scene in the beginning where he's just like fucking strips naked and gets in the bathtub and he's talking about taking baths and stuff. And it's just like, I would have left at that moment. I would have been like, you can keep your $1,000. I'm good. Like, the second he stripped down, I would have been like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
You can keep the money. I'll pay you, but I'm leaving. I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I thought it was a pretty effective movie.
Like I said, it does exactly what it wants to do.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel uneasy and uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah. There's plenty of creepy in it. Yeah. All right. You actually have a longer list than I do this week. That never happens.
I know.
I was just looking at my list and I was like, wow, I only have two movies on here. And both of them are the movies that Joe Bob showed on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess I was busy. I don't know. Anyway,
sick, remember?
Yeah, I was sick over the weekend, so that sucked. But yeah, Joe Bob on Friday, I watched The Last Drive-In, and he showed the 1922 silent film Nosferatu.
Oh.
Which I had never seen before. I mean, I'd seen like clips, you know, like the famous clips that everybody's seen, but I hadn't seen the whole movie. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
Really? It holds up pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, for a movie that's 100 years old, I mean, you got to scale your expectations a little bit.
Well,
you know,
obviously, you said it's a silent film too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, silent, black and white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have too many expectations.
It's almost not even black and white. It's like that weird brownish tint.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good. I enjoyed it. I was worried when they said that was the movie they were showing. I was like, oh, God, I got to spend my Friday night watching a old silent ass movie, you know, but I got into it. I really enjoyed it. And again, it scaled expectations. The movie's 100 years old, you know. And then the second movie they showed was the 1979 Werner Herzog remake, Nosferatu the Vampire.
What, really?
Yeah.
Was this like a special occasion? Because I feel like they normally don't pick remakes to do in the
They'd never done it before. But yeah, they were all in on Nosferatu. And I had never seen this one either. And it's really good too.
Wow.
So yeah, I was in on both of those movies quite a bit. I gave them both, as a matter of fact, 5 stars on Letterboxd.
Wow. Okay. So confirmed, Rob loves vampire movies and he's going to give Twilight 5 stars next.
Maybe. I mean, I've seen Twilight. Trust me. It's not a 5-star movie.
It was worth a try.
Yeah. No, my ex-wife loved those books and convinced me to watch the first movie. And,
yeah.
I kind of enjoyed it until the vampire showed up. Like when it was just a movie about a girl who was like moved to a new town and was out of place.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of interesting. And then the vampire showed up and I was like, oh, this is fucking dumb.
Oh my God.
And then
it gets really bizarre. Well,
she got me to attempt to watch the second one. And I made about a half hour and I went, no, fuck this. I'm done. No, you're on your own on this journey.
The third and the fourth are absolutely bonkers. There's actually a writer on TikTok that does these little episodes called Drew Overreacts, and it's her husband reacting to movies, and they did the Twilight series, and oh my God, it is fucking hysterical.
So what, do you just live on TikTok now?
I love TikTok. Yeah. It's one of those things I scroll through a lot at work when there's nothing going on, because I don't have to pay that much attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on there hanging out with Greg.
I've actually missed a lot of his lives recently, but yes, I do watch his lives when I can.
Yeah. I try to catch him when I can too. I was doing something though, the last time he was doing He did one. I missed it.
I work every other Saturday. So
I think I was watching the movie for Slasher Radio when he was doing it. So I put off watching that movie as long as I could. Oh, by the way, that one goes on there too.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot Which about movie? That one. See to Chucky.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awful.
How was that?
Terrible.
I feel like I'd like that movie.
Have you seen it?
I feel like I have seen it. But it's also so vague in my memory. It might just be from like clips, but I'm pretty sure I've seen it before.
Yeah.
But I was younger, so I didn't like absolutely hate it.
It's terrible. I gave this movie, no, that's not true. I was going to say I gave it the lowest.
I was going to say, score, no, there's no way.
But that's not true. There was one film that got a lower score, but I did not like Seed of Chucky on rewatch at all.
We all knew you weren't going to like it.
It was worse than I remembered. So, yeah, my score was not kind to Seed of Chucky. But, yeah, that's all I've got. I have not done as much as I normally do because I was sick. And leave me alone. I got a life. Sort of.
Okay. I actually prefer when you don't have a list of fucking 10 movies you watched.
It's kind of fun to talk about all the movies I watched, though.
Yeah, hey, I'm not saying it's a bad thing for you. I'm just saying I don't want to sit and listen to it.
All right. let's hop into the news then. I don't really have much of a story to go along with this. I just wanted to inform you that there is a new independent movie on the horizon called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
I'm sorry, what? You need to send this to me right now. Please. Is this a joke?
No,
it's for real.
It's a real thing. Hold on, I'll see if I can find the article again. God. I'll send it to you because it has pictures.
Oh my god!
Yeah. All right. Here we go. I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Okay. Good. I don't have to Google it.
There you go. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Not sure.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Not sure when it's coming out, but that is a real thing. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. Moving on to other news, Bruce Campbell says that Evil Dead Rise is a, quote, dark and hard-hitting horror film. So I'm guessing this is going to be closer to the remake than the comedy of Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness. Not sure how I feel about that, to be honest with you. I enjoy the silliness and the fun of Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness quite a bit. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, I like the remake. The remake's good.
I love the remake. I'm sorry. I'm just still stuck on these images. This is so fucking bizarre. I need to watch this.
Yeah.
I really need to know when it's coming out.
I don't know. It may say in the article. I don't think I read the whole article.
Not much is known about this forthcoming horror film, the images are giving off a very indie Your Next energy, from the barnyard animal masks to a message in blood smeared across windows. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. You can find the article on Dread Central, by the way. Anybody who's listening,
this is amazing. I need to see this movie.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sorry. Anyways, Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. It's going to be a dark and hard-hitting horror movie, according to Bruce Campbell. So,
hey, I'm down for that.
And I believe that's coming out on HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, though. There's so many streaming services now, I get them all confused. It's coming out somewhere. Streaming.
I just canceled a bunch of my streaming services. Why am I paying for these if I don't even want? I didn't even know I had fucking Showtime. And I've just been paying for it.
Did you at least watch Yellow Jackets before you canceled it?
No.
Unbelievable.
I know. I know.
What about Benny Loves You? Did you watch that?
I did watch Benny Loves You. We've been over this. I want a Benny doll very, very bad. But you know what? I love the Evil Dead remake. I'm completely fine with them being dark and gritty.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine. They haven't missed in this franchise yet.
I was going to say, I think that they've hit a really good balance of being able to have all those dark movies and the campy shit.
Yeah. I mean, even the TV show is great. And I thought that was going to suck.
You really did. I remember.
Yeah. But even that was really good. So I, Well, I mean, obviously I'll watch it. Fingers crossed it's good. Like I said, they haven't missed yet. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I just wish it was going to be a little funnier.
Yeah. You know? I'm sure it'll have some moments.
Lionsgate is taking new pitches for a remake of the movie Cube.
Cube.
Yeah. Have you seen Cube?
Isn't that Cats movie that she got mad about?
Yeah. Because, from the late 90s.
Yeah. No, I have not seen it. It's on Netflix, isn't it?
I don't know.
I feel like it was. But yeah, I have not seen it.
Okay. Yeah. We did it on Slasher Radio and Kat was very upset that Mikey ran it down, didn't like it. It's a really good movie. But yeah, so apparently Lionsgate, they're looking to revive that with a remake, and they're taking pitches on that now. No word on whether they're looking at like a series or a new movie or whatever the deal is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so maybe we'll get some new Cube. Although, I mean, that's not the best news in the world considering how the sequels turned out to Cube. They are terrible. And the last thing I have is Jonathan Searle was recently elected appointed rather the police chief of Oaks Bluff in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. You might be wondering why the hell anyone should care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he was as a child in the horror classic Jaws. He was credited as boy swimmer with cardboard fin. Now at the age of 56, he is the police chief on Martha's Vineyard, where Jaws was filmed back in the 70s.
So, that's pretty cool.
Just kind of a fun little story.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You think he used that to get the job?
I mean, I would, why not?
You think he puts that on his resume?
I would. Yeah. I was in Jaws. I was
swimming boy with cardboard.
Yeah. I was cardboard swimming boy with cardboard fin. What movie were you in, though?
There you go. I had a teacher in high school that was like an extra. He was like in the background of Home Alone, like in the airport scene. And every fucking year he showed it. Just the scene, because he was so proud of it. And I was like, this is weird. But then I was like, what movie have I been in? Nothing.
I absolutely would do that if I was ever in a movie as an extra or anything else. Now, I had a boss who was an extra in a porn.
Okay, so you can't share that.
He did.
What? that is sexual harassment.
Yeah. This workplace this was the kind of job where I would show up at 9:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls who worked in the office would be like, hey, I made Jello shots if you want some.
What the fuck?
He kept a refrigerator stock full of beer. The rule was, don't get so drunk you can't do your show.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
But yeah, he was very excited when he found the porn that he was in as an extra on DVD.
He was an extra in the porn. He wasn't even in the porno. He was just an extra.
Yeah, he was an extra.
Oh my God. That's so bizarre. What the fuck? Oh my God.
That is all I've got. Did you find anything?
I'm sorry. I'm still caught up. Like, there's so many things going on. There's this Winnie the Pooh shit that's just bizarre. Your old boss that was an extra in a porn. Like, what the fuck is happening today? Yes, I do have just a couple of small things. Funko has unveiled a new line of Bride of Chucky toys and merchandise. So they're going to have a bunch of new Funko Pops that are Bride of Chucky. So I'm not a huge Funko Pop person, but it looks like they're going to have the like enamel pins and a couple backpacks and stuff that they're also releasing. And I might get the pins.
I
do love me some pins.
Yeah, I like enamel pins too. I've got a
board denim of them.
Jacket that I have a bunch of them on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm lame. I just have a little like cork board that I stick them in.
Did you see the Halloween figures that I got?
I did.
Oh, okay. I was gonna send you a picture.
You are an action figure guy now.
No. I just have a few. Not a figure guy.
Anything yet. More than like two makes you a figure guy.
No, I don't think so. That would make me, I would be a Funko Pop guy then too, because I've got a handful of those.
Then you are.
No.
I have 4 Funko Pops and they are all open and I do not have boxes for any of them.
Yeah, mine are all open and I think I lost the boxes.
I have Post Malone, okay. Batman,
okay.
And then I have custom made Unisonus ones.
I have 3 different Prince Funkos. And then
okay, yeah, you're a figure guy. You have 3 different Prince Funkos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I have those are here at home. And then in my office at work, I've got a Sackhead Jason,
mm-hmm.
Norman Bates, Kerry White, Hannibal Lecter, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, you're a Funko dude.
Elvira, and then the lead girl in The Shape of Water.
The one that fucks the fish.
Yeah, the Gill Man from Shape of Water, and a Guillermo del Toro, and those all sit on a shelf at work.
Wow, yeah, you're a Funko dude and an action figure dude all in one.
No, I'm not a toy person.
Okay. All right. On to my next story.
I didn't open the Halloween figures though. Those are going to stay in the packaging, I think.
Oh, good.
It's not like I'm going to play Halloween at my house.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that you buy them to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're collectibles.
Yeah. I mean, I play Prince with my Prince action figures, but
yeah.
Or Funkos, but yeah.
Do you make them kiss?
Yeah. Not kiss. Yeah. While singing Kiss.
I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, beautiful.
I look like I'm holding things up around here.
I'm just fucking around with you. Squid Game Season 2. Apparently, it should not be expected until late 2023 or even 2024.
All right. I mean, I didn't even finish Season 1. Like, I liked it, but...
so good.
I think I watched 1 or 2 episodes, and... I didn't get sucked into it.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I thought it was fine. I don't know. Maybe it was because I didn't get around to it until the hype was just huge on it. And so then I was just like, yeah, this is fine. Whatever.
Honestly, I don't even think the hype was, I don't think it was overhyped at all. It was an amazing series. I thought it was really, really good. And I can't wait to see what they're going to do for the new season. Because it wasn't ever supposed to have a second season.
Yeah, but when you get that kind of, when Netflix gets that kind of response, they're going to get another season.
Yeah, it was just like a one-off. Apparently, the writer or the creator has, and this is a quote from Vanity Fair, only has about 3 pages worth of ideas that he plans to turn into a script. So there isn't much he can say except that there will be more games.
Okay.
So I don't know. I thought it was a really, really, really good show. So
yeah.
I'm excited, but I'm sure I'll have to rewatch it before the new season. Because I will forget everything that happened by the end of 2023 or 2024.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah. Did you see they released like the first 8 minutes or something of Stranger Things?
The first 8 minutes? No.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. The first 8 minutes of the new season.
You know, I'm not even going to look at that.
I didn't watch it either.
I'm going to get sucked in.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either because I was like, what's the point? I mean, I'll see it.
It comes out like next week, right?
I know. It's soon.
In like a couple days.
Yeah, it does come out soon.
27th, maybe?
Okay, yeah. It's out soon. That's all I know. I can't remember. I don't even know how excited I am for it. I'll probably watch it, but I don't know. I've gotten behind on a lot of stuff. A lot of shows I used to really like, it seems like they took too long between seasons, and now I just don't care.
You know what it is? I think you've just been watching too much of that boat show.
Oh, Below Deck, yeah. Whoa, there's good stuff going on.
See, that's why you're so behind on everything else.
It could be. Well, they've got 2 different series going at the same time. So there's Below Deck Sailing Yacht and Below Deck Down Under.
So you've just got a lot of Below Deck.
Yeah. So Monday nights is Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and then Thursdays is Below Deck Down Under. And then when those end, I think they're going back to like Below Deck, just like the main show, But then there's going to be another one, from what I understand, at the same time. So it's just year round Below Deck now. That's all I've got time for.
Mm-hmm. You need to launch that podcast.
I should. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it for news?
Nope. One more thing. Disney Plus finally set the date for Hocus Pocus 2. It will be out September 30th of this year.
Oh, Hocus Pocus. I don't care.
Whatever. Of course you don't care. I loved this movie as a kid growing up. So I'm very interested to see what they're going to do, considering it's been about 20 years. I think technically 19, it came out in 93, since the original came out. And it's one of those movies I watch every year around Halloween, mainly because it's on everything, but also because it's just a really good movie. And who didn't have a crush on Thackeray Binks as a kid?
Me.
Well, you weren't a kid when this movie came
out. No, I was not. That's why I don't care about it. I don't have that nostalgia for it at all.
I do.
I was too old. When this came out for me to really care about it, when I was a kid, Nosferatu, that was all the rage.
Right.
1922.
Right. Damn, yeah. You're fucking old, man. You age really well, though.
No, you know what? I don't think I've ever even seen Hocus Pocus, to be honest with you.
I can see your kid liking this.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The kid's
such a good movie.
Kids into some creepy stuff, man.
Hey, he could be into creepy stuff and still like this.
Yeah, I guess the Thing is coming back to theaters for two nights.
Aren't you taking him?
Part of a Fathom event, and probably it's like, yeah. I think it's like his favorite movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, he loves that movie.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah, he loves it. All right, so we will jump into this week's topic, which is a profile on Tony Todd. Normally when we do these profiles, which we haven't done a ton of them, but we've done a handful, we will go through each movie that they've worked on and everything. Well, it turns out that Tony Todd has appeared in more than 100 films, so we're not going to go through all of them.
To be fair, this is the first actor one that we're doing, and I think I was the one that threw out Tony Todd because obviously he's very prevalent in the horror community. But I had no fucking clue. Like, I knew he's been in a lot of shit. When I was scrolling through this list, I had no fucking idea there was this movie, this many, and like multiple movies per year.
Yeah, yeah, he is a very prolific. Prolific. Thank you.
I got you. Don't worry.
It was like I was having a stroke or something. We will hit the highlights of Tony Todd's career in this retrospective. He's also done a lot of theater acting. He's been acted off and on Broadway throughout his entire career. He's done recurring stuff on television, including Boston Public, Law and Order, Homicide, Life on the Streets, Hercules, The Legendary Journey, Xena, Warrior Princess, The X-Files, Smallville, Psych. Hilarious show, by the way. Love Psych. And of course, he was on Star Trek The New Generation and Star Trek Deep Space Nine, which I did not know until Kat, who's a super nerd, told me.
Do you call her a super nerd?
She's a super nerd, yeah.
She's not a super nerd. She just knows everything. There's a difference.
He's done voice work like for Transformers Prime and Young Justice, and also
he's done a ton of voice work.
Yeah, the Flash cartoon. And he also did he had a role in Scream Resurrection, the third season of the Scream TV series.
I did see that one.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Now, it is worth noting, and I did not know this until today, actually, but earlier this year, March 5th, on Twitter, he revealed that he planned to retire from film acting.
Really?
Yeah. He wants to focus more on the theater. So
good for him.
Yeah, he said that this might be a good time for him to get out, I think. So he's still got some projects to come out yet, so it might be there might be some stuff into 2023, but if he sticks with that plan, we may not have many more Tony Todd films coming out. So let's jump into it. In 1986, he was in Platoon. I have not seen Platoon, but this is a movie that a lot of people love.
I cannot believe I've seen this movie and you haven't.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, with Willem Dafoe. He's got that big scene.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know the scene.
Oh.
Is that Oliver Stone?
Yes.
Platoon? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his second film. His first one was something called Sleepwalk. No idea what the hell that is. he played Sergeant Warren in Platoon. 1988, he was in Colors, the Sean Penn, Robert Duvall film, which I didn't know it was directed by Dennis Hopper. But it deals with gangs in Los Angeles. And he plays a character only called Vietnam Vet. So I'm assuming it's not a huge role.
Yeah.
I have seen Colors, but it's been a really, really long time.
Yeah.
1989, he's in the film Lean On Me, starring Morgan Freeman. He plays Mr. William Wright in that. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I don't remember Mr. William Wright.
I can't say that I've seen this one at all.
Yeah. It's one of those movies about like a tough inner city school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Morgan Freeman comes in and he's like the no nonsense guy who
fixes
takes
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Freedom Riders, but older.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. 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 Right.
1990, he is in the Night of the Living Dead remake, playing Ben.
Mm hmm.
This was directed by Tom Savini.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course, Ben is, what's that actor's name from the original? Why can't I remember his name? Oh, now I feel terrible because I can't remember the guy's name. He's great in the movie. He's the lead, obviously.
Don't worry. I'll look it up for you.
And please do, because it's going to drive me crazy.
From 68.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But, Tony Todd, takes on that role. Which honestly, I mean,
Dwayne Jones.
Thank you. Yes. Dwayne Jones. He's excellent in that movie. I think taking on the role of Ben in the remake is a pretty ballsy move for Tony Todd. I mean, he does well with mm-hmm. it, but Dwayne Jones is so great and it's such an iconic role that, you know, that could have been an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it's been a very, very, very long time since I've seen this movie. So I mm-hmm. don't actually remember it all too well. But from what I remember, it was good and all the acting was done really well. But I don't think I've ever actually seen all of the original. So
really?
Yeah, I know I've seen parts of it, but I don't know. It's one of those things that like, I don't know if it's just been so long that I don't remember it or mm-hmm. if I really actually haven't seen the whole thing and I've just seen pieces throughout the years.
Okay. Yeah. The original is amazing.
Because Night of the Living Dead is the one where she's by the wall or whatever and all the hands pop out and shit, right?
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of something else?
No. Yeah. That's the one.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I know I've seen that scene.
Yeah. It's got the famous line, "They're coming to get you, yep. Barbara."
Yep.
Yeah. I have a t-shirt with that on it.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah.
Ow. That's my foot.
So then in 1992, he plays the role that I think, in my opinion, is his most iconic role.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. He, of course, plays the titular character in Candyman.
Candyman.
I love Candyman so much.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie. And, you know, and I have been meaning to revisit it and I haven't, but I, you know, since the one came out last year, I've thought about sitting down and watching the original again, because that one was so good mm-hmm. too. But I just think there's so much to the story and so much depth to the character. It's just such an interestingly told story and it's beautifully, terrifically acted by mm-hmm. Tony Todd and everyone else who's in the movie. So yeah, I think that if Tony Todd does indeed retire, this will probably be the role that I most remember him as. And I would assume most people as well.
Yeah, I think most people who know Tony Todd know him specifically from this movie. And then when they see him in other shit, they're like, oh, fuck, that's Candyman.
Yeah, yeah.
He does just a phenomenal job. That movie is just so well-rounded in all of its aspects. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the story is just so deep. Like, you can keep pulling away at it, and there's layers and layers. And I think they, with the new one that came out too, they just continue. They they pull those layers back, and you just keep digging and finding out all this different lore. And I think they've really deepened the story with that new one, and just like, it's just so good.
Yeah.
I don't have a single bad thing to say about this movie. It's amazing.
No. It's a wonderful film, and he's great in it. And yeah, I mean, I just went to a couple of months ago to the horror convention and got my picture taken with Tony Todd and Candyman get up. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's set in Chicago. So, you know, it's superior.
It yeah. I was just there. Chicago's okay.
Take that back. It's great.
I went to what's the name of that bar I went to downtown?
Huh. Like, I'm supposed to know as if there aren't like fucking 300 different bars downtown.
Yeah, but this one was right by my hotel.
And I'm supposed to know what fucking hotel you stayed at?
You've never been there anyway. I don't know why I'm even looking.
Was there an old style sign hanging out in front?
No, it was that's like an Irish pub.
A real good Chicago bar. Real good Chicago bars have the old style sign out front.
No, I don't remember seeing an old style sign. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever. I can't think of it now. It was some pub in the loop, and I had fun.
Right.
I had fun. Watched some people argue about politics, and had a cool like old guy bartender.
There you go.
And then in 1994 he appears in The Crow. Character's name is Grange. I haven't seen The Crow in a long time. I don't remember the character of Grange. I contend The Crow is not the iconic movie that people think it is.
Well, I have a confession. I've never seen The Crow.
See, exactly. It's not an iconic movie.
Not because of that. I think, like, I've always known about The Crow because of all of the shit that happens surrounding Brandon Lee. The movie, right? Yeah. So, like, there's always been this weird, like, I kind of don't want to watch it because it's cursed. It's like a cursed movie.
No, I mean, I've seen it a handful of times.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah, my life is perfect. Stupid.
I shouldn't say I would love to see it. I'll watch it. I just, I've never gotten around to it because I'm like, the vibes are off.
It's good. It's just people hold it up as though it's some sort of masterpiece, and it's not.
What do you feel about the fact that they're remaking it?
I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Right. And then in 1995, he returns for Candyman Farewell to the Flesh.
You guys did this for Slasher Radio, correct?
We did.
And I watched it.
Uh-huh.
When you guys were doing that.
I really liked it. I think it's a fun sequel. I don't think it's not as deep or is involved or have really the meaning behind the first film.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fun sequel.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It wasn't, I mean, it's about as good as a sequel can be.
Yeah.
For the most part, it doesn't take away from the original at all. Yeah. And it doesn't stray too far from what they originally had going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and it moves the story, so they leave Chicago and they're in New Orleans. I thought it was fun. Just a fun sequel. I had a good time with it. I actually quite enjoyed Farewell to the Flesh. I think people talk bad about it a lot, but I think a lot of those people haven't really given it a shot, to be honest with you. I think they just assume it's not good. In 1996, he shows up in the Michael Bay movie, The Rock, starring Nicolas Cage, the greatest actor of our time, as Captain Darrow. I haven't seen The Rock in a while, but it's a lot of fun.
The Rock is the movie where they're like breaking into or out of Alcatraz, right?
Yes.
Okay. It has been forever since I've seen this movie, but I do remember this movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. It's a lot of fun. It stars Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, and Ed Harris are all in it. And
what a cast.
Yeah, yeah.
For 96, what a cast.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good movie. I'm not the biggest Michael Bay fan, but that one he got right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the very next year, 1997, he plays the role of Johnny Valentine in Wishmaster. Have you seen Wishmaster?
I have not.
Okay.
It's been on my list. I know it was, I think it was produced by Craven.
That sounds right.
So
yeah, produced by Wes Craven. Yeah.
I want to watch it. It's just one of those movies I haven't gotten around to. And I actually have no idea where the fuck to find it on. I imagine it's probably on Shudder or Tubi or some shit like that.
I watched all of the Wishmasters movies a handful of years ago, but I don't remember where I found them. Yeah. It was directed by Robert Kurtzman. Produced by Wes Craven. This cast, though, it's like one of those movies that gets as many horror icons together as they can. You know, so they get Tony Todd in here. They've got Ted Raimi. They've got Robert Englund.
Oh, wow.
They've got Kane Hodder. And they're all sort of showing up for these small little sort of one-off, you know, almost cameo roles.
Yeah.
In the movie, which makes it just gives it that extra level of fun, you know.
That's like, a Wes Craven thing, 100%, though, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else is in there? Well, Angus Scrimm does the narration for it too.
I don't know who that is.
The guy, the tall man from Phantasm.
I've never seen that.
Oh, well. Of course you haven't. Why would you see that?
Hey, I haven't seen that, but I've seen Level 16, so
no, that's true. But yeah, the Wishmaster movies, are they good? No. Are they fun? Yeah.
Hey, they're those. That's all you need.
Yeah, and I actually, it's funny, I called it at the time that I was watching it, I was like, this is sort of like the earnest movies of horror, because one of them is like Wishmaster goes to prison. Wishmaster goes to college.
Shut the fuck up. They are not.
Yeah. It's basically how it is. Like they're, yeah. It's like, I don't remember where the first one's set, but then the second one he's in a prison. And then in the third one, he's at a college campus.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
All right. Interesting.
And then the next one that I am familiar with is 1999's Candyman Day of the Dead. And when I say I'm familiar with it, I know that it is the second sequel to Candyman. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen this either. It was listed here as a direct-to-DVD movie, so yeah. That might be why.
Yeah, I've just I haven't seen it, so I don't know. My guess is it's not very good. But I don't know, because the second one, Farewell to Flesh, was. So who knows? And then we get into 2000.
All right. Here we go.
And Final Destination.
Hell yeah. Final Destination movies.
Where he plays the character William Bloodworth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this right now, and I don't want to hear no back talk. You hear me?
I don't like that attitude, Rob.
The Final Destination franchise is one of the most overrated things in all of horror.
They're not good by any means, yes. But they're so much fun to watch.
That's my problem with them. I don't think they're fun either. I think they're dull and dumb, and I don't like them.
Again, it's probably for me nostalgia. 2000, I was, oh my God, how old was I? 6.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, when this movie came out. So, like, growing up with this, I grew up with this franchise a little bit, and so like watching it and seeing all these fucking stupid ass deaths was like so much fun to me.
Okay.
I haven't revisited the franchise in a long time, so you may be right. It could be fucking awful, and I'm just living the nostalgia. Listen.
I said, but I didn't want to hear no back talk.
Oh, you're getting back talk.
all right. So I will say this, though. Tony Todd is good in the Final Destination films. Tony Todd's good in everything I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
So when I say that these movies are overhyped and get way more love than they deserve, it has nothing to do with his performance. 2003, he shows up again in Final Destination 2.
Hey, listen. Final Destination 2 was the highway one, right?
I don't know. I don't know the difference between any of them.
Well, the first one, they were on a plane.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. And the second one, yeah, it was a pileup. They were on the highway or whatever. And let me tell you, I still am scarred. I don't like driving behind trucks that have, like, fucking logs and shit on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared they're going to just fall off and kill me.
Yeah.
So I think that's a collective thing for a lot of people.
Yeah. All right. 2006, we get Final Destination 3, where he is the voice of the devil, apparently.
Oh, wow. Okay. This one I don't remember. That's a roller coaster one.
This one's actually the one that I like the most.
I don't think I've seen this one.
It's the most fun of all of them.
If I have seen this one, it's been a long time.
If they were all that fun, I would love the franchise.
You know what? I only remember the first one because of I don't know why I remember it's the plane. I always remember the first one's the plane. I remember the second one because of the fucking log truck. And I remember whichever one it is where they're at, like the NASCAR race, and the tire comes flying mm-hmm. off and kills someone
mm-hmm.
Because it was supposed to be like 3D or some shit. Those are literally the only three I remember.
And well, there's also one.
That's
on a
all I remember about them. Don't remember that one.
Yeah, there's one on a See, that's what everybody remembers about these movies. They shouldn't even have names. It should just be Final Destination Airplane.
Yep.
Final Destination Highway. Final Destination Roller Coaster.
Honestly, I agree.
Because that's how people remember them. In 2006, he plays Reverend Zombie / Clive Washington in Hatchet.
Hatchet.
I love Hatchet. If I had any complaint about Hatchet, it's that there's not enough Tony Todd in this movie. He is great in this role.
Yeah, this movie was so much fun to watch. When did I watch it for the first time? I don't even remember at this point, but oh my God, it was so much fun. I think, did we do like a watch along at one point?
We did.
That's when I watched it. Oh my God. I had never had so much fun watching a fucking movie. This movie's great.
Yeah. And it's great to watch with people.
Oh yeah,
because it's just ridiculous fun. I mean, it's mm-hmm. the Hatchet movies, I like all of them. But Tony Todd's character in this one was so great.
Oh yeah.
He's only got like what, a couple of scenes or whatever, but he absolutely steals the movie.
100%.
He's
yeah.
fantastic. And then we go a little while here. Before he's in 2009, he's in Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
I've never seen that Transformers movie.
As voice of the Fallen.
I don't know.
I've never watched any of those.
I feel like this is the one where it was Megan Fox in this one.
I think she was in all of them, wasn't she?
No, they replaced her at some point.
I have no idea. I don't know.
In this one. I've not seen that though. I've
never seen any of the Transformers movies. I was not interested.
Yeah, they're not that good.
But it was a big blockbuster movie, so I thought it was worth mentioning. 2010, he returns as Reverend Zombie and Clive Washington in Hatchet 2.
Haven't seen this one.
Yeah, I believe there is. Mikey told me there, because I don't remember it all that well, but he told me there's more Tony Todd in the second one. You get more of him. So I can only imagine that that's a great thing for the movie.
Yeah.
Because that character is so much fun and mm-hmm. just terrific. Hatchet 2, again, all of the Hatchet movies, they're kind of like, I don't remember each individual movie. I just know that they're all just dumb fun. Just ridiculous, over the top fun. And Hatchet.
What I remember, I think the most from the Hatchet movies was just the ridiculousness of all the deaths and just how brutal they were, but also ridiculous at the same time.
Yeah. And just over the top. Hatchet 2 is it's right in line with Hatchet. It's the exact mm-hmm. same, you know, the exact same thing. They have to go back to the swamp for some reason. It may be because I think, is this the one, this might be the one where Danielle Harris shows up and she's going to like into the swamp to avenge her sister's death or something. Anyway, I don't know.
Starring Danielle Harris.
Yeah, they always find a reason to go back to the swamp, you know.
And always, of course.
Yeah. 2011, he's in Final Destination 5 again, this time playing William Bloodworth again. This one looks like it was the one in 3D, judging from that poster. So that's probably the NASCAR one.
No, this one is The Bridge.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay.
I think the fourth one is called The Final Destination, and that one is the NASCAR one.
Okay.
It's fucking, that was terrible.
Why didn't they call it Final Destination?
I hate you.
I would have called it Final Destination.
You would.
Okay. Moving on down the list here.
I'm trying to find a fucking movie I've seen.
He voiced Ben in Night of the Living Dead Origins 3D.
The fuck is that?
It looks like it was a computer animated horror film, I'm assuming based on Night of the Living Dead.
All right.
So he reprised the role of Ben.
There you go.
In that. 2017, he returns in an uncredited role, again as Reverend Zombie / Clive Washington in Victor Crowley.
How dare they uncredit him?
Which is the fourth Hatchet film, and the last one that we got. I don't know why we haven't gotten another one, to be honest with you.
COVID, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say the same thing I did about the other two. This is dumb fun. It's a Hatchet movie. Also in 2017, he is in Death House. Death House is not a very good movie. But it's worth noting because it was the Expendables had come out, where they got all the action stars that they could for, you know, one big action movie.
I remember that.
Yeah. Gunnar Hansen wrote Death House.
Is this like the Expendables for horror?
Yes, it's exactly what they had in mind. Gunnar Hansen, of course, played Leatherface in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And they pulled, so he pulled together, they pulled together as many people as they could. They, the cast is Kane Hodder, Barbara Crampton, Bill Moseley, Dee Wallace.
Wow.
Tony Todd, Camille Keaton. And there are more. Hold on. Michael Berryman, Sid Haig, Adrian Barbeau, Felissa Rose.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sure I'm missing some too. I'm sure I missed somebody. Anyway, it's got Lloyd Kaufman is in it. It has an amazing cast of just horror icons. So it's sort of interesting in that respect, but honestly, it's not very good. It's like it's like a prison with the world's most dangerous criminals underground or something. And of course things go wrong. And
so it's Suicide Squad before Suicide Squad.
Sort of. Yeah.
But with horror people. All right.
Yeah.
Fair.
He plays the farmer in the movie. And if I remember correctly, he is sort of like the prison's underground. And I think like he's the farmer. So it's like on his land that he farms or whatever. I've only seen the movie once because, again, it's really bad. I was very disappointed because it's got that amazing cast. After that, we've got 2018's Hellfest. He plays the carnival barker. This movie, when I left the theater, I hated this movie.
Did you like it on rewatch?
I haven't rewatched it, but I've thought about it.
I want to watch it. I think it's on something.
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I think on a rewatch, I might like it more.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten around to rewatching it. But yeah, and I was so mad when I came out of the theater after seeing this movie. I thought it sucked. Part of the reason, though, that I was mad was because I was under the impression that Tony Todd was in this movie. Tony Todd's in like 5 minutes of this movie, if that.
Yeah.
It's just like a quick, like cameo thing. He's hardly in it at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the ending I was disappointed with too. But I think now that I know what it is, if I went back and rewatched it, I would probably like it more.
Yeah, that's fair.
In 2020, he was in Tales from the Hood 3.
How dare you skip over this movie called Candy Corn? Your favorite candy in the world.
I do love candy corn. I have not seen the movie Candy Corn, however.
Maybe you need to watch it.
That's why I skipped it. I believe it's an anthology.
I don't know. Apparently it's a horror comedy of some sort.
Okay. Oh, it's got PJ Souls in it too.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not sure what candy corn is.
Me either, but yeah. I feel like you have to watch it now.
I might. Tales from the Hood 3, I did see though. It's a horror anthology. Mm-hmm. I thought it was okay. He plays the character of William. I don't remember him in the movie. But it wasn't my favorite movie ever either. So, also in 2020, he is in the movie Sky Sharks.
Jesus Christ, I knew you were going to bring this up.
Which I have not seen, but I just wanted to point out he's in the movie Sky Sharks.
Yeah, I'm looking at the plot right now, and this is 100% a movie you'd watch.
Let's see. During an expedition in Antarctica, a geological team accidentally discovers a Nazi laboratory from World War II that was kept hidden in the depths of the ice. A terrible secret weapon is hidden in the lab, which is awakened by accident. An army of genetically modified sharks has been developed. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what I'm going to be watching soon. Mm-hmm. Piloted by superhuman Nazi zombies, this fleet will take this. So they're flying sharks?
Apparently, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Flying sharks. Flying Nazi sharks. Amazing. Yeah. All right. That's going on the list. In 2021, he made a cameo as Daniel Robitaille in Candyman. Not much.
It wasn't, but it was also everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's very quick. But it really adds something to the movie.
Yeah. I mean, when this movie was coming out, there was a lot of if Tony Todd like is going to be the main, if he's coming back as Candyman mm-hmm. or what was going to happen. But I really like the cameo was perfect.
Yeah.
To continue the story on.
Yeah. No, they did a great job with that entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2022, so earlier this year, he was in the Tubi original film Hellblazers as mm-hmm. Harry. I watched this movie, I had low expectations. I had no idea what the hell a Tubi original film was, and I really liked this movie. It was so much fun. It's like a horror comedy, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. The cast was great.
Mm-hmm.
It has Bruce Dern in it and Billy Zane with hair. And Tony Todd and Adrian Barbeau, really, really good movie. Exceeded all my expectations and really enjoyed it. And also in 2022, it looks like he has a movie coming out soon that's an American crime horror film called Bitch Ass.
Just looking at that because I was like, what an interesting name for a movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look for Bitch Ass. Not sure.
Yeah.
It looks like it premiered at South by Southwest. It's going to be shown at Chattanooga Film Festival in June. There's a whole host of stuff that looks like he's done filming, but it's in post-production, some stuff mm-hmm. going into pre-production. So I don't know exactly when he's talking about hanging them up as far as film acting goes, but hopefully it's not too soon. But, you know, in one way, I hope it's not too soon because I want more Tony Todd.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, though, you know, if he wants to pursue the theater, then, you know, good for him.
Hey, if the theater is calling to him.
Yeah. You know? He's earned the right to do whatever the hell he wants.
Exactly. He's done so much. Like, I swear to God, I follow him on Twitter and he's always posting about his next project.
Yeah.
And I literally am like, does this man fucking sleep?
Yeah.
I feel like he's always doing stuff. Yeah.
He's a great follow on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He's always recommending songs.
Yep.
And stuff too. Yeah. Always. He's a great follow on Twitter. Also worth pointing out real quick, in 1989, he starred as Mr. Crewmine in the For Love or Money episode of Night Court.
I just want to throw that out there. You had to find that one and point it out.
Night Court, one of the greatest television shows of all time.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. And
I don't think so.
Oh, and apparently he did a voice in that Back for Blood video game that you
liked. He did do a voice for that. He also did a voice in the Spider-Man 2 game that's coming out, and he plays Venom, which is like right up his alley.
Yeah.
So I would imagine there's a lot of other video games he's done voices for that just aren't on any of these lists.
Yeah,
probably. Like, obviously, he was the narrator for Layers of Fear 2, which was a very good indie horror game that came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm. Well, that is it. That is Tony Todd, a horror icon and, you know, a terrific actor, and I can say, because I have met the man, very nice.
There you go. You have met the man. Yep.
Very nice person. That's going to do it, unless there's anything you want to add, Ghost.
Oh, my God. No, I don't think there's anything to add. I think we touched on maybe like 5% of his acting credits that are on here. And even then, it's like he's been in just so many amazing things. So it'll be sad if he retires from, you know, acting, but if he wants to do what makes him happy, I'm more than happy with that. He's given us some very iconic characters.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Especially that one on Night Court.
Oh my God. We're almost done.
You can find the show on Twitter at This Horror Life. You can shoot us an email, thishorrorlife@gmail.com. Ghost, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at GhostyJ with a zero. You can also find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/GhostyJ, also with a zero.
All right. And I am on Twitter at RadioRob123. And you can listen to my other show, Slasher Radio, wherever you are listening to This Horror Life. Ghost, thank you so much for your time.
Always a pleasure.